This is the Radical Thought Devotion for October 21st. Our verse for today comes out of our daily reading in the One-Year Bible, and it's 1 Timothy 6:11. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. As Paul prepares to close this letter to his disciple Timothy, he gives him some instructions. There have been a lot of instructions in the book. And these instructions apply to us as well as to him. Timothy was a young leader Paul had trained and sent to Ephesus to deal with wrong teachings that were going on in the church that Paul had established there. And Paul had spent most of the time dealing with those issues, but also gave some time to giving his young pupil some tips on how to live this life in a way that brought glory to God and edified the church. In our verse for the day, Paul begins by reminding Timothy who he belongs to, God. Why is it that we need to be reminded of that? Well, it seems that no matter how close we get to the Lord, we must be reminded that we are not our own. I thank God for the reminders like we have in this verse, because it is through this knowledge that we are humbled and more able to approach the throne of God. Paul then goes on to tell Timothy about the direction his life should be moving. Paul instructs Timothy to run away from all evil things, literally to run away, and to run away from those things he described in this letter. This again tells us that we play a role in our relationship with God. God wants us to be holy because he is holy. And one of the ways that we'll become holy is to run from all the evil things that either in our lives or want to touch our lives. And so this verse goes on to tell us that is not enough. It's not enough just to run from the evil things, but we must also be moving toward something else, things that are right and good. If all you do is move away from evil things without a specific direction and purpose, you are likely to find yourself moving toward another kind of evil thing. You must run from evil things toward things that are good and right. Paul concludes this verse by telling Timothy to pursue a godly life. He's telling Timothy to chase after holiness. In your own life, you'll find that unless you are running from evil and toward godliness, your life is going to be a shell of what it could be. A godly life that is also marked by faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness does not happen just by sitting around waiting for it to happen. You must desire it and make it a goal in your life. Paul is calling Timothy to be an example to those in the church he was leading. God is also calling you to be an example to those around you, to your family, your ministry, your church, your community, whatever area of influence or connection you have with people, that's where God wants you to be a witness. Learn what it means to live a godly life that is marked by faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Then pursue that life with all your effort while also running away from evil. That is a life that pleases God and draws others to him. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, teach us to live a life that pleases you. The Radical Thought Devotional is a ministry of the Radical Word. Go to radicalword.com to see more of what we do. The text-only version of these devotionals are sent by email every day. If you'd like to start receiving them, click the link in the description for this video. Don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and all those things. It helps us to get the word out to others who may be encouraged by these short messages. Until next time, go be radical with Jesus.